You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. It's been a while since Tom McPhee's been in the studio. He's executive director of the Ann Arbor-based World Animal Awareness Society. And the last time he was here, we were talking about his efforts to document the rescue of pets left behind in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. He's been a pretty busy guy since then, most recently working to conduct a census of stray dogs in the city of Detroit. Tom's been kind enough to stop by for another visit. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Bob, it's so nice to see you. Every time I'm here, it's just like going home.
Thanks. Good to see you, too. So why try to count the stray dogs in Detroit? What's the reason behind that?
Well, you know, we've been watching the different factions in the city that work with the issue and, you know, how it is portrayed in the media. And we were getting a lot of static in terms of what really was taking place. So as an organization that observes contemporary human-animal collision points, we thought this would make sense to study this. It's in our backyard. I tended to have a different belief of what I was seeing in the streets. You know, I'm from Dearborn. My family helped settle the town of Dearborn. I'm very familiar with the city of Detroit. And I thought, well, this just made sense. We were approached by a couple of people that had a television show that was shut down because they were going to put cameras on the dogs, and they decided to get into the rescue business with zero rescue experience whatsoever. And we thought that was a very good opportunity to start following along with what was taking place. We started counting dogs street by street. We started to pull data of all different sorts, anecdotal and otherwise, from the streets. And when we realized that we needed to have some structure and we wanted to have the data to be really sound, we reached out to Michigan State University in their CSTAT department, and they helped us design the science behind the American Strays Project. Okay. And just this past week, we had an opportunity to, over 2 days, have dozens of volunteers in the field to start to follow that science and cover a great deal of territory and start to photograph and then call in any strays that they saw in the city. And the purpose for this is to, one, cut through that static to find out really what's going on in the city streets of Detroit, and two, to find the source of the problems, to stop looking at where the problems, you know, come to a head in terms of dog bites or euthanasia or shelter rates. So although we were chasing after a number, well, how many are there? The real important thing is we've come across a whole host of problems that now we can help design programs for the stakeholders to solve.
Okay. During your work in New Orleans after Katrina, you ran into resistance from folks who maybe didn't want everybody to know what was going on there. Did you encounter any kind of similar resistance in Detroit?
You know, for the most part, we haven't. I mean, it's really surprising, you know, when you're on a scientific endeavor, you'd like to understand what's taking place in a space, you know, and how can we, as, you know, in essence, our organization too is a public organization, how can we help? And you know, 99% of the organizations and stakeholders that are working the issue have been supportive in working with us and providing data or volunteers or allowing us to film and collect data that way. Mm-hmm. We've also interacted with the United States Postal Service, and we get a lot of data from postal carriers that are out in the field. But there are some organizations that, for their own interest, don't wish to think that it's possible to, you know, run this kind of scientific endeavor and to do it successfully. And you know, they have their own reasons to not have that data come out. And we tend to just realize where that sort of friction is coming from and just let it be. And the science speaks for itself.
All right. I'm speaking with Tom McPhee, executive director of the World Animal Awareness Society. We talked a little bit about the American Strays video series that you've got going on. Can you talk a little bit more about that and where people can see it?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Our website is wa2s.org, And for those people in Ann Arbor, it's that A squared thing going on, animal awareness, A2. So WA2S.org. And under campaigns, you'll find American Strays. And on that page is all the links for everything you want to know about the American Strays Project. There's actually a number of components. And one of those, as you've just referenced, is the ongoing weekly series, American Strays, the series. We're currently in season 2. The Fix. And it comes out every Tuesday. We've got a partner with Life with Dogs TV. Now, that's talking about to, you know, the audience about the people that are working the problem, the problems themselves. And The Fix right now, we're highlighting organizations that have come up with very humane and great solutions to address some of the problems. Season one was addressing a lot of the grit and the problems that we see in the city. We're now working on the feature, and the feature is a full-length, feature-length movie, Disney-esque. You know, we're expecting to do the festival route and do some theatrical as well. But that'll focus entirely on the animals themselves. We've got some dogs that we're going to spend some time with. And the reason is what we've discovered in this whole process is the dogs in the city of Detroit that are on the streets are in fact outcasts and abandoned from that society. And we want the feature to be able to create this empathetic connection with the audience. People need to understand these beings from these beings' place. And we think the only way to do it, and it's so hard to do, is to embed ourselves with some of these dogs that are on the street and intimately tell their story and their story only. We think that will be potentially a game changer in terms of how people see them. It's not a bunch of vicious dogs on the street that we're finding. We're finding a lot of abandoned dogs, people walking away from their homes, their economic situation, and these dogs are just taking the brunt of this. And we'd like to actually, you know, impart some knowledge into the community, but we need to figure out how to connect with the culture and how to talk to the community. People need to spay and neuter their animals. I mean, that's where, you know, it really comes down to the source of these problems. That's really for us the key here is education and building a relationship with the community as a whole.
Or where can people find out more about the World Animal Awareness Society? The website, the best place? Probably.
Yeah, it really is, the website. We're also on Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter, and we do a lot of social media, but it's World Animal Awareness Society, WA2S.org.
Outstanding. Tom, thanks again for coming in today.
Thanks for letting me use my radio voice today, Bob.
Yeah, I use mine too. Tom McPhee is Executive Director of the Ann Arbor-based World Animal Awareness Society, which has just completed a census of Detroit's stray dog population.